Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday to you and your loved ones. As of late, I've been slowly but surely working my way through the Oscar candidates, and this week my cinematic dart landed on The Revenant. The Revenant, which I learned because I Googled it, means one who returns, usually as a shade or a ghost, follows wilderness survivalist Hugh Glass and his Pawnee son Hawk as they attempt to lead a group of American fur traders safely through the treacherous snowy landscapes after a damn bear done mauled Leo DiCaprio's pretty body, his men abandon and betray him. However, while there is still breath in his body, he is determined to fight and seek revenge. What will Glass find at the end of his journey? Solace, satisfaction, or bitter, cold desolation? One of my friends in the FFB described The Revenant as pain porn. That's certainly an apt description as audiences bear witness to the enduring cruelties of man and nature. As hard as it was to watch at times the harsh and often extreme acts of brutality demonstrate the sometimes unforgiving attitude of man and the out of doors. Leo is absolutely stunning and captivating. Though only having about a paragraph of dialogue, he is so committed and convincing in this role, he is mesmerizing. However, if The Revenant were to win an Oscar, my bet would be on cinematography. The camera angles and wide pan shots made me wet myself. The film had a gladiator-like air where we were bombarded with dreamlike hallucinations and flashbacks of tragic events, uncertain whether they happened or not. And some of them, even though I was a little drunk, did not make sense to me. It's hard to say, though, if I enjoyed the film or not. Frankly, it was kind of boring at times, like molasses slowly dripping in a winter maelstrom. And with that, Xville, I give The Revenant 3.5 X's out of 5. A reminder of no matter who you are, winter will F your life.